Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Blackwell. Up to the right. Stay cold in your life. Hold on. Up to the right. Stay cold in your life. Your life. Up to your right. Stay cold in your life. Hold on. Up to your right. Stay cold in your life.
Maple Heights Mayor. What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about ya. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thoughts profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yost.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his post. It's Pop said, time for a black win. And then M. Blackwell steps on the scene. Anna M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. And then M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold for your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior,
youth,
city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
Other than
646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. We appreciate you for calling in. I could see that this is going to be a very interesting episode indeed. Reason that I'm saying that is because right now, as we speak and I get things together, I figure people can hear what's going on and what's happening, and I can appreciate that. It's an election night, so that means there are a whole lot of extra people definitely on the line, and I can appreciate that. So before I go to the phone callers of 216-450 or 440-665 or 216-209, I'm going to have to at least do my best to let people know what's going on out there, because right now it seems like there are so many phone callers on the line that I'll tell you what I'll do as I get certain things together. And I just want to thank everybody who tuned in. I had to learn how to be patient, because when a lot of things come up and you get a whole lot of phone callers on the line, everybody wants to know what's going on election-wise, and not just here. It can overload almost any system worldwide. So while we take care of certain things, I'll be right back shortly after this particular thing. So I just want to say once again, we thank you so much for tuning in once again to none other than Al Porter, Junior Man in the Streets. And that, of course, is music, activism, and news. From the way I see things right now, this is the night before the biggest election that has happened. And if you have a show like Blog Talk Radio, you happen to have something that's going on worldwide right now. There are more show hosts who've never had a show on a Monday night that they decided to do special episodes. And every once in a while, those things can crash an entire system. My thing is this. I refuse to sit out there and talk by myself for an entire hour. That is one of those ridiculous things that I refuse to do. I've learned better. I know better. Used to be the time I'd have done it, but I don't think I knew better then. It was just run your big mouth just to be running your big mouth. So, with that being said, when you get an overload like this, that means there are a lot of other people in my same boat right now who may have shows or other things like that. So if you're not able to play your music, or you're not able to answer the phone calls, you're left to do a few other things. So I'm just going to throw out here, why vote November 8th, 2016? If you go through the Middle Passage or Slavery or Reconstruction, Bishop Richard Allen, Emancipation Proclamation, Plessy versus Ferguson, Amendments 13, 14, 15, Anti-Lynching Movement, Ain't I a Woman, World War I, Tuskegee Airmen, World War II, Executive Order 9981, Courage, Korean War, Brown versus Board of Education, Baby Boomers, Emmett Till, Rosa Parks, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Vietnam War, Malcolm X, 1963, March on Washington, Faith, Birmingham Church Bombing, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, Civil Rights Act of 1964, Civil Rights Act, Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired, Voting Rights Act of 1965, the Black Panther Party, Equality, Respect, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Wow, Bayard Rustin, civil disobedience, assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., poor people's campaign. Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, affirmative action. I am somebody. Hope, Roots, Rapper's Delight, Mayor Harold Washington, Governor Douglas Wilder, Move, HIV, General Colin L. Powell, Protection Against Payday and Car Title Lending Ambush, 13.1%, Rodney King, Black Farmers, Desert Storm, Senator Carol Mosley Braun, Boys in the Hood, Racial Profiling, Dr. Jocelyn Elders, Million Man March, Tupac Shakur, Rosewood, AIDS, Labor Unions, Reparations, Maximum Minimums Sentencing, Grace, Gore versus Bush, September 11th, Katrina, Global Warning, Ban the Box, 2008, Office of Presidency, Courts, Congress, State Legislatures, Weapons of Mass Destruction, Citizens United versus FEC, Voter Suppression, Voter Identification Laws, SB 1070, The New Jim Crow, Student Loans, 99%, Public Education, Support for Parents, Children and Teachers, Voter Suppression, Restriction on Early Voting, Bottom-Up Ballot, Bullying Soldiers, Millennial Generation, Uncomfortable Places, Affordable Health Care, Stand Your Ground Laws, D.C. Statehood, Advocacy City, Neighborhood, Community, Home, Grandmother, Granddad, Mama, Daddy, Brother, Sister, Family, Jury Duty, Stewardship, Hobby Lobby, What Man Meant for Earn, God Means for Good. No, What Man Meant for Harm, God Means for Good. Jeremiah 29:11, God, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Davis, Renisha McBride, Michael Brown, Hands Up, Hoodies On, Emmanuel 9, Gender Pay Equity, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. Why vote? I am a vessel full of power and I vote. You know, that's the main thing, to be able to vote. There are a lot of stories that I'll probably get into next week. Yeah, a lot of them I'll get into next week. Like I say, the one positive that I can pull out of all of this, because every once in a while, but it's usually like maybe a sports event will happen on a Monday night, and that sports event will just crash the system for Blog Talk, and a lot of people say, hey, I can't even get any help. And that happens once in a while, maybe once or twice a year, which is good considering I'm only doing this sometimes 52 weeks or an odd one out. I'll get 53 weeks because of how Monday falls. So I think that's a real good thing. And I'm looking at things because what it's telling me is that maybe so many people are paying attention to the election that people will actually get up off their behinds and go and vote. This is one particular program that if you don't catch it now or go back to Blog Talk, I probably will not be sharing this program just because I probably won't be sharing it. I'll probably read that last statement off because it really makes you think about what's going on out there right now. I can say that I'll save a whole lot of the reports I was going to read until next week because I already see how this is going to be. I'm enjoying what's happening right now. I'm very thankful. And I'm, like I say, I'm just happy right now. there are some people who are letting me know, hey, I'm hearing what's going on, and I appreciate that. Thankful. As I take a couple of the text messages at 216-804-7462, I guess what I will do is let people know, do my civic duty, and I would take phone calls if I could, because, darn it, I love taking phone calls. So I'm not even counting this as episode 43. Episode 43 will be next week, because usually I let people know that I do my best to give information, and I do everything I can to take as many phone calls as I can, because that's the only way we learn things. Saturday, November 12th, this Saturday at 11 a.m., what's the state of the race address in America? Who is policing the police? Why Black Lives Matter? It's a citywide town hall event hosted by the Afrocentric Council of Black Think Tanks, featuring, I like this on here, Professor Griff, I know he's a supporter of it, the Nation of Islam, Muhammad Mosque, number 18, the People's Party, New Black Panther, National Chairman, Abdul Kahar, Ordinary People's Society, Pastor Kenneth Glasgow Sharpton, Lynn Hampton, WJMO, the keynote address by our Supreme Commander of the NBLM at the Glenville Public Library, 1190 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. Definitely, vendorship is available, $30. Make sure it's something that people can use, and or some knowledge, or just something that's different and nice, and you'll fit right at home. Huh. Was going to leave out a lot sooner this evening. The future of Black studies in American colleges and universities. That is, at Cleveland State University Black Studies Program presents a panel discussion on the future of Black studies in American colleges and universities. That's Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Main classroom, large room 134. Panelist, Dr. Melba J. Boyd, distinguished professor and past chair of Africana Studies, Wayne State University. Dr. Charles E. Jones, department head of Africana Studies, University of Cincinnati. Dr. Josephine R. B. Wright, distinguished professor and chair of Africana Studies, the College of Worcester. Dr. Fran E. Dorsey, adjunct associate professor of Black Studies, Cleveland State University, moderated by Mrs. Yolanda Burt, lecturer, Black Studies Program, Cleveland State University. For more information, call 216-687-3655. Great. Nice text that just came in. What happened is, what usually happens every once in a while, maybe once or twice a year, they might have a sports event or something like that. So a lot of times I skate through. But if it's a major event and everybody's deciding, wait a minute, I might do a show on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, they might change their time around and do it on a Monday night. And every once in a while, when that happens, it's such a system overload, hey, the computers get kind of scary to a point where it just gets scary. So it doesn't help out with the phone line, and it doesn't help out where you can play your music. The only good thing that I'm thankful about, see, there's upside to everything. Here's my upside right now with everybody right now. By me knowing what's working and what's not working and all of that, I do know that at least the computer's working pretty well. I can get all my information and stuff, so it could be worse. It could be the computer, but fortunately it's not. Should I put this person on blast? Sure, I might as well, and say, hey, I want to say, first of all, thank you for calling me while I'm live on the radio doing my show. Do you want an infamous shout-out right now? Okay, then. I want to send this infamous shout-out to none other than Queen Sandria, Thank you, Sandria, while calling while I'm on the air on a Monday night doing my show. But that's a beautiful thing. I needed some comedy. I look forward to talking to you later on.
All right, love you.
You too. Peace. For those who don't know, that's my big sister and everything. So for those who don't know, I have to laugh at it. Usually I have these infamous shout-outs to anybody who calls my personal phone line. Don't worry. I've done that to Brother Art McCoy and a few other people who forget and call my personal line when I'm on the air. Usually I just don't take their phone thing, call on the air. I just call their name out. But this is not a regular show. I'm just on here giving out a few more bits and pieces of information for the most part. But that's kind of what happened is that everybody decided to have their show, and I think the computer said, wait a minute, I don't have to worry about talking about what the bleep happened to hip-hop. I don't have to worry about getting into what happened with the hip-hop workshop because, I can wait till next week for that. All I'm doing is getting out bits and pieces of information. For those who want to know more about the Saturday, November 12th, what's the state of the race address in America and all of that, race relations, you can call 440-665-0648. I also want to let people know, don't get fooled. See, it's kind of easy to get fooled, but I don't really think that right now, and issue 33 for the consent decree. Now, a lot of people will say, well, they're trying to do something. Well, I'm going to let you know right now what they're doing is really not enough. And they're not able yet to deal with the mindset of the Cleveland Police Department, especially the union head who's sitting on the commission by the name of Steve Loomis. Now, as I sit back here and go out of order, I just want to go through and I want to thank my brother in all of this, Gary Cantor. He'll probably call in next week. Who knows? He might say, I'm tired of this show. This is one show that is one of the weirdest ones, and trust me, I feel you. But this is a great show to start out with, a most interesting episode. See, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, the history of the CPPA, and this is on their website. It says, like much of the progress obtained in policing in America, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association was born out of the most tragic day in the history of the Cleveland Police Department. On July 23, 1968, in the Glenville section of the city, rioting militants murdered three of our own, and a fourth officer died years later as a result of his injuries inflicted that day. While there was no shortage of valor, courage, and relentless spirit among the officers that finally brought calm back to the city that day, there was an obvious shortage of necessary equipment which could have saved the lives of police officers as well as the brave civilians who attempted to save them. Under the guidance and assistance of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, the CPPA was formed in January 1969 and became the labor union for all non-supervisory patrol officers. Prior to the formation of our association, our officers took their chances in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court to address any grievances through successful labor contracts, work hours, sick and vacation time off, and worker rights, quickly replaced blanket mistreatment of patrol officers out of the tragedy of the Glenville riots and due to the loud voices of the survivors who fought that day, street officers were soon issued portable radios which enabled citywide communications. Also, the 5th Tactical Unit was formed, which trained and equipped specific officers to respond to especially dangerous situations such as riots and barricaded suspects. This valuable unit later became the modern-day Special Weapons and Tactics Unit, a SWAT. So when I look at it, it's still that there was no even-handedness because they let you know it was just rioting militants. So there's not really the best I will say, or fair look at how we're doing or what relationship is supposed to be. So the question is, how do you know the consent decree implementation is failing and why we need to defeat issues 33? I'm going to go to 33 first. Well, on September 8th, 2015, self-appointed CPC member and CPPA President Steve Loomis fraudulently swore to uphold the oath, which said he solemnly swears that he'll support the Constitution of the U.S., the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and the codified ordinances and the charter of the city of Cleveland, and that he will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge the duties of member of the Cleveland Community Police Commission for a four-year term commencing on September 8, 2015. Okay. Now, on October 4, 2016, the CPPA president, member Steve Loomis, said, you know, when he had made the unprecedented presidential endorsement of Donald J. Trump in an interview on WKYC-TV, and Russell Mitchell said, before we talk about the why, let me ask you this. Do you understand why so many people are angry not only at the endorsement, but your role in it as well? And Steve Loomis said, well, my role in it as the police union president is looking out for the best interest of the police union members. So, no, I don't actually understand why it's baffling me. So, with that being said, issue 33 shows there's no police accountability. Issue 32, if you bring in about 200 more untrained police officers under the careful eye of Steve Loomis, I can see what and where certain problems will come through. As a matter of fact, if you use that particular thing, it's interesting because if the city gets more taxes, they can't guarantee they will at least spend much-needed money in the inner city, not just downtown, which is very interesting. Now, I'm saying this because I'll probably get into it again next week because that's when it'll be a correct and regular show, but I want to leave you all with a simple thought on that particular issue because by voting no on issues like 32 or 33, people are tired of hearing the same old lie again and again about improving service, police protection, yet every year when we vote yes, our services are still bad and we're not satisfied with the police. At least the vote no on issue 32 and 33 until the mayor guarantees us that he will spend some of the tax dollars in the inner city and not just downtown. Kind of makes sense if you think about it. I mean, let's face it. We look at what happened when school CEO Eric Gordon for issue number 108, that's the tax renewal, so it's like same crook, same levy. But the thing about it, let's digress and say he was asked, Donna Walker Brown asked him, flat out, do you know what happened to that $1.3 million that was spent on Charles Lake, which has now been an abandoned building that was leveled to the ground and there's nothing but weeds and the fence? And this money was allocated for that school almost like 3.5 years ago. Now, he said, then that's Eric Gordon, CEO, said, nope, don't know. All right, I got you. You don't know. Cool. But you asked that a couple years ago, and you said you don't know, but you'll get back to her. So you still haven't gotten back to her. Got you. That's one of those reasons why I'm not really looking forward to backing that particular thing up. Either way, you really need to at least think about that one. As I look and see what's going on. Oh, I know people are on hold. I appreciate you being on hold, but let's go back to where we started from in this conversation. Blog Talk Radio is an international site that handles hundreds of excellent shows. If you go, and I'm just going to say America, hundreds, and if you go and you say it's thousands worldwide, only been a couple of times when I'm almost knocked off the air where I can't talk to, I'll say, my family, because anybody who calls into the show are my family. There are only a few times when I can't talk to anybody or play music. Usually, I forgot it was during an election time, because I've been on the air for going on 5 years. I should have kind of thought about that one, but that's a different story. And then other than that, it might be a major college sports team or game, but I don't think that happens anymore in football because they have the playoffs system now, so I don't have to worry about it. So every once in a while, when everybody decides to upload a show for something special on that night of, then that causes everything worldwide to go crazy. And I just hope and pray that some others who are going to run into this, I hope that they don't have any major special guest or something like that, because if they do, I feel for them in this predicament. Like I say, my job, the only reason I'm on was to discuss with whoever might be out there listening what's going on in Cleveland as far as issues, and if you want to travel across the border and come to the state, you can. Going to send out and let people know that East 30th, Euclid Avenue, for those who want to, I will definitely be out there with, I guess I will give out copies of the, if you look for me, I will do my best to have on Black Votes Matter hat, as well as I'll give out the Why Vote November 8th, because you can use that sheet and think about that when you don't feel like going out to the primaries to vote or what have you. I'll run a few copies off. I'll have some free wristbands. I will do my best to give out some pins to people to vote. I think it's still for ladies who vote, but I do have out the wristbands for brothers, and just to say thank you, I have a Black Lives Matter sample ballot. People, if it's one thing I want to leave you with, well, three things. The first thing is, I don't care if you're a conservative, care if you're a Democrat. Quit voting straight down the freaking ticket unless you know people's characters. Because in the city of Cleveland, it was a lot of quote-unquote Democrats who freed up a lot of people, such as we have a nice Democratic judge by the name of O'Donnell, who's running for Supreme Court justice. And he's the one who said that that idiot, Michael Brillo, who was in fear of his life so much that he jumped up on the hood of a car and fired down about 47 times, 47, 49, not sure. But anyway, he fired a majority of bullets down. And the judge said, you know something? You're heroic. Slap on the wrist and let him off. And that's the idiot that we want to send to the Supreme Court. I don't think so. And also, you had Tim McGinty, who was an interesting Democrat, who said, you know something? The rest of the officers don't need to be tried. We'll just try him. Which got Brillo off, because Brillo successfully had his lawyer argue, hey, how do I know it was my bullets that killed those two and not the other 12 that you didn't try? And the Judge O'Donnell said, yeah, you're right. Now, with that being said, to the people out there who are going straight down the ticket and saying, hey, we're Republican, we're conservative, we look out for everybody. If you have a mad groper who says that just because I have money, it's all right to quote-unquote rape somebody, you really need to take a look in the mirror. There are plenty of other excellent conservative candidates you could vote for. That's just the way it is. But we have to get out of that mindset of going along with everything just because it says so-and-so. We just have to, because if we end in our own demise, straight down the middle. And for me, if it's one thing that I could say, never put in to position a fool, a flake, or nutcase who can't do a particular job any better than you could. I'll give you a little thing about me. I'm not qualified to be president of the United States of America. So why would I put in a jackass who's less qualified than I am? Anyway, I'm just saying, it could be male or female. Take your pick. Both candidates are kind of lousy if you look at it, but still, take your pick. On that note, I want to give a shout out to a lady who was at the East Cleveland Dump Site March. She fought to recall East Cleveland Mayor Norton. Strong sister by the name of Cassandra McDonald, who's definitely running for state representative, District 8, civil rights community activist, pro bono legal clinic assistance, legal research on the Cleveland Consent Decree, reentry, financial advisory board, former radio talk show co-host, policy analyst, founder of L.A.W.R.S. Foundation, legal advocacy experience, 20 years healthcare, drug and housing court experience, alternative dispute resolution, mediation, civil rights and community activism, which I just spoke on a little bit, legal research and analyst for the Cleveland Consent Decree, human trafficking, domestic violence and divorce, addiction therapist, mental health forensics, and the Ohio legislative process and education. If you want to know anything else, you can Facebook or Twitter at I Am Ohio Campaign. That's one of the things that you can definitely do. Or just on Facebook, Cassandra, that's a C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. I spell a lot of words out now because ever since some of the partners that I respect came along and rap, there are so many things that are so spelled so uniquely, and I do it too, that I want to make sure that when I throw the names out there, people, you know, hear certain things. And then another one who's running for District 11 Congress, Beverly Goldstein, running because of Cleveland being number 3 in the U.S. in hunger. Greater Cleveland Food Bank, however, reports that Cleveland is number 1. And of all 435 U.S. House districts, only 14 districts were poorer than District 11, reported on March 17, 2016, I believe over WTAM, and some of their own people looked at that one. Over 21,000 persons in Cuyahoga County and over 6,600 persons in Summit County are homeless. 2013 data, Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless website, 2016. Project ACT, Cleveland Metropolitan School District, identified 4,048 homeless district children attending. Helpline statistics, August 2015. District 11 median household income, $32,014 versus $48,081 for Ohio Ballotpedia website, 2016. Now, I do respect Marsha Fudge. I love the fact that she came out there for O'Malley Strong to replace Tim McGinty. unfortunately, there were so many activist groups, church groups, even the NAACP, working side by side. That was a foregone conclusion because the people got out there so strong. So when I look at one thing about Beverly Goldstein, she was the only one who's really been on the East Cleveland dump site, marched on it, spoke on it. And also, she brought up an interesting point. A lot of people may not like it, but it's the truth about air merchants not paying a lot of taxes to start a business, and they set up a lot of their storefronts in minority areas. And why can't some of those same set-asides be fought for more vigorously for people who live in the area? So I had to throw those things out there. If anybody wants to know more, they can always contact the website of the www.beverly4congress.com. You can Facebook Beverly for Congress or call 216-209-2600. You can get out there and maybe make some changes in your own area. I'm not going to get out there and advocate and say, and I'm going to end this show much earlier than expected because it's only fair. I'll let you know why as I end it off. But if you ever hear me say, do a lot of volunteer work in politics, somebody bash my skull in, because millions are being spent from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. You should be paid for what you do in a lot of areas, because they fly in people from different other areas for phone banks, for leading teams, and sometimes they get paid, but they'll come and say, hey, answer the phone for free or do this, that, and the other. If you're going to do free work in politics to build up your own area, why not back up your precinct leader that you believe in when it's time for them to run, or a congressperson in your area? There's a certain ballot issue that you want to see happen. Make sure you're affecting some sort of change with the work that you're putting out and not just subsidizing a already loaded candidate, especially presidential and sometimes a major congressional area. Now, both of these people that I just mentioned, they've got an uphill battle already going against the incumbent. So if you want to work in that regard to unseat an incumbent and you want to spend some time on that, you can feel free to volunteer your services if there's no money there so far in their campaign to affect some positive change in what you're doing. But don't allow yourself to get used and abused by your own party. Trust me, you don't want to do that. Like I say, people may not know my history. I'll give you my brief history. For me, America's never been great. But at the same time, I know my history enough to know that, guess what? Ku Klux Klan grew out of, quote-unquote, the Democratic Party. I know one of my greatest people that I admire, no, not exactly Abraham Lincoln, who did free the slaves, but he told you he didn't want to free the slaves. If he could get by without it, he wouldn't do it. Look it up. Anyway, it's because the North had industrialism, but they had to pay their workers. The South didn't have to. But one of my favorite heroes, who was conservative, Frederick Douglass, told me why I was not three-fifths of a slave. And I admire and I respect that very much. I respect some of the conservative leanings of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But there are times when if somebody doesn't represent that party right, you have to step in and say, you're not representing it right. And I would hope at the same time for those love certain liberal and democratic leaders, if those people aren't respecting the party right, or you have some fat cats or some lazy people and they're not putting their efforts into the community, call them out. And if you're wondering why this show is ending almost 9 minutes beforehand, once again, tonight, it's a blessing. It's a blessing because so many different people loaded up shows to do it live. People who probably have their shows on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays chose to go live tonight to talk about the upcoming election. And it's happened before. Major event happens, system freezes up, and that's cool. And the reason I say that is because at least by checking everything, I know the email is all right. I know my Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat is good. So I'm happy with that. I'm happy that I can still go to Wikipedia and get information. I'm also very thankful that coming Wednesday, 6 p.m., Black Man's Army meeting, followed at 7:15 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, both located at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe. That's the 44110 area code. That's between Euclid Avenue, and that's between none other than East 152nd and St. Clair intersection. And as I leave out, I just want to say something that I didn't get a chance to do. Creator would probably slap me upside the head if I didn't do that. I've explained why episode 43 is being postponed to next week. I just want to take the time to say rest in peace to Larentha H. Moore, Kermit Henderson of Dolls Rapid Creation's sister. She passed. And rest in peace to DNA Alex. He lost his uncle. Funeral was held today. As a matter of fact, I think Kermit Henderson's sister, that funeral was held the past Saturday for Sister Larentha H. Moore. And also just to rest in peace to Janet Wood Reno, first woman, United States woman attorney general. She served from 1993 to 2001, born July 21st, 1938 to November 7th, 2016. Lived to see age 78, better known for the 51-day Waco siege, which resulted in 76 deaths. You know, David Koresh, Branch Davidians. That's not a very good record. And she did, though, catch the Unabomber and also the Oklahoma Bombers, Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. Then again, it was the armed seizure of 6-year-old Elian Gonzalez, who was returned to Cuba to his dad. And I remember that was not a good scene either, because that poor boy was with his Americanized family, relatives over here. And I believe the mom and the stepfather, they had perished, and he had survived. And I remember when the National Guard or FBI, they all ran up in the place and snatched the poor child out the closet. That was interesting, but sometimes you can leave a legacy. It just depends on what type of legacy you want to leave. So with that being said, I'm going to bid everybody adieu. You all know where I'll be. If somebody wants to come down, feel free. You might want to – it's going to be at least some decent weather for the most of the day, so at least in Cleveland, Ohio, people can still get out there and vote. Next week, we return to our regularly scheduled programs. We will deal with Chief Wahoo. It looks like he's about to get scalped. Literally. Kevin Gates, by then I think he will be serving at least still maybe 150-something days, give or take a few. We will also deal with the various different types of murder that there is in our area. I should have some extra results. We'll talk about and break down the election and a few other things, including what happened at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. I love everybody. Everybody stay safe. And I thank you for tuning in to a very, very interesting show. I hate these shows because when they come up, it reminds me of one thing that I try to get away from. And if you ask, why do you take phone calls during your show? is because a lot of times back in the day, I did so much talking, and I love usually being able to go to the phone line to hear what other people have to say, because you all teach me a whole lot. That's just it. So I will talk to you all next time. I think next week I won't say too much of anything except for my intros, the top 10, and then we'll go back to our regularly scheduled program. Love you all. Catch you all at the polls. Peace.